Zaf Kuf Chaf. We got to the bottom of Kuf Yutes Amud Beis, the last five lines. The Gemara just told us how they were Slavchad were Chachmanios and Darshanios and Sirkanios. So the Gemara now says Tani Rabbi Eliezer, at the end of the fifth line up, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Afilu Ktana Shebehen, even the youngest of the Benos of Slavchad, Lo Nesis Pichusa Barabam Shana. They didn't get married less than 40 years old. They wanted to be 40 years old before they got married. So look at the Rashbam for the explanation of this. Rashbam says, near the Rashbam go, three lines up, Chusa Me'arbaim, Shahayu B'tzafos La'hagon Lahem. They wanted to marry someone who's very appropriate for them, and therefore they're able to wait it out. And the Rishon explained there, Yisomech and Anes, that they're going to find someone appropriate to marry, and that's what they did, waiting for 40 years. So the Mefarshim ask, how could they rely on a nace to wait till they're 40 to have children, be involved in the mitzvah of peruvu? So the different mefarshim have different explanations, but the Rama Shmuel says that since we know women are not chayvim peruvu, so there was no inyan. There's no problem for them to delay. It wasn't really that they're so mechana nace to perform a mitzvah. They just could wait until they found someone, and if they didn't find anybody, they weren't violating any iser. But the Kovet Shirim says, since they were waiting for someone who was appropriate for them, he explains their kishluchei mitzvah. And shluchei mitzvah inu nizokin, they don't get damaged, and therefore it's not considered being samech and anais, it's considered being mekayim, fulfilling the ratzon Hashem. So Tosis points out here, afilup ktana shebehen lo nesis pachas me'arbam shana. Even the youngest didn't marry under the age of 40, and Chazal tells they got married at the end of the midbar, at that period. So it was around 40 years from the story of Tzlacha, before Tzlacha died. So the Tosis points out, nira l'rajba, disavar lei kiman damar Tzlacha hayinu mekoshesh. We have to assume he's mekoshesh. Umayisa mekoshesh haya b'tchilas arbaim. It was right in the beginning of the 40 years of the midbar. Miyad acher ma'isa meraglim. That's when it took place. Damar b'medrash to the shem shvain. So that's the idea. In order to calculate the 40 years, he died in the beginning of the midbar, and they grew up to be 40 years at the end of the midbar when they got married. So then he points out that the l'shem shemayim niskavin, that Tzlafchad had good intentions in what he did with mekoshesh. It's etzim. Shehayu omrim Yisrael, Klaisel said, Kevin shen nigzar lein shel likanis laretz mimaisa miraglim, since Kadosh Baruch Hu is not letting us enter into Eretz Yisrael, shuv ein mechuyavim b'mitzvos. Oh, we must not be chayav mitzvos anymore. So what do they do? So they said they're going to stop performing mitzvos. Amad, so Tzlafchad stood up, v'chilu Shabbos on purpose, to show as the carbon, k'dei shi'arog v'yir acherim. Listen, we're not, Kadosh Baruch Hu still makes us keep mitzvahs, and we're responsible for anything we violate. I'm going to violate a chilul Shabbos, I'm going to get a misa to show everybody that Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't being mevater on the mitzvahs. V'lo nasu ad so far, b'am shana k'demuchach kra. So this is the interesting medrash that Tosus quotes. Beit Levi wants to know why is Tosus going out of the way to figure this out. Who cares whether he was a tzaddik or not a tzaddik? Just simply tell us that Mekoshesh Eitzim was the beginning of the midbar, and now it's 40 years until they got it. Who cares whether he was a tzaddik or not? So basically, Levi says, we know whenever a person did a certain maisa, if it's a maisa avera, and his father and grandfather were also Rishayim, so they list all the grandparents. And if it wasn't the case, if only one person was an avera, but the father wasn't, they wouldn't mention the father's name. Vice versa, if someone did a maisa mitzvah, and the father was also a tzaddik, so you mentioned the children and the fathers. So if we're mentioning Benos Tzlafchad, all the names of Benos Tzlafchad and Tzlafchad, so we just learned above that Tzlafchad, rather Benos Tzlafchad are Tzidkanios. If they're Tzidkanios and their father, Tzlafchad, was not the tzaddik, they wouldn't mention Tzlafchad in the context. So it must be, says the Beis Halevi, that just like Benos Tzlafchad were Tzidkanios, Tzlafchad himself was a tzaddik, and that's why Tosus is going out of the way to prove to you the point that they were all tzaddikim here.
I'm sorry, according to your question, if you said that the fact of why did they wait, you know, but according to Rashbam, it's because the katam she has said an nes. So the question is whether there ain't something an nes. Is that?
Yes, that's the question. Why?
Ain't something
exactly. So some say they're not chayv in the mitzvah, so they weren't really be somech on. Others say
because
they had good intentions.
Right.
So then, when you have good intentions, then you're allowed to be somech on an ace. So the Gemara now asks on the bottom of Kuf Yutesta, we'll get to Kuf Chaf eventually. V'ha Amar Rav Chista Niseis Pusa Mibas Esrim Yoled this Ad Shishim, a person who gets married under the age of 20, so she's capable of having children until 60. If she gets married Bas Esrim Yoled this above the age of 20, so then her time's limited when she could have babies, Yoled this Ad Arbaim, until 40, but after 40 she can no longer have children. and Arbaim, if she gets married, Bas Arbaim, over the age of 40, then Shiv Eina Yolad Das El Mitoch, she can't get married anymore. So how could the Benos Tzavchai wait until the age of 40 when they can't have children anymore? El Mitoch, Shitzikonios, Hei Nasa Lehem Neis, Ki Yochavid. And Neis was performed, and they were able to, they were Zoch to have children, they were Somech on the Neis. This is the Rashbam says, in having children even after getting married after the age of 40. Just like Yocheved, Dichsev Vayech Ish mi Beis Levi Veikaches Bas Levi. So we know that Amram from Beis Levi went to go marry Yocheved. He got remarried. And the Gemara goes on now to Kufchaf and says, Efshir, Bas Meya Shloshim Shana of a Karla Bas? Is it possible she's 130 years old? We call her a daughter, a young girl? This Yocheved Sharasa Bederch, that she was conceived on the way down to Mitzrayim. Venolda Bein Achomos, and she was born between the walls. That it was born to Levi Mitzrayim. So the Gemara's Medaik, that Leidasa Bein Mitzrayim, the birth was in Mitzrayim, but Harasa Shloba Mitzrayim, but the conception was not in Mitzrayim. So Vamai Kar Leibas. So before you go ahead, just a second here, the Rashbam points out here that you see the Gemara here says, first it says Leidasa is Bein Achomos, but then it says Leidasa was in Mitzrayim. So which one was it? So we always understood Pshat is in Bein Achomos. She was Mama, she gave, as they're walking through the walls of Mitzrayim, that's when she was born. But Rashbam points out it doesn't mean Bein Achomos Dafka. He tries to explain why the words used, that phrase is used, but really she was born inside the city of Mitzrayim, inside the world of Mitzrayim. That's what happened. It wasn't Dafka Bein Achomos. That's what he says here, that Rashbam, the three lines down. So anyways, Mar figured out that Yocheved was born Bein Achomos as they entered into Mitzrayim, and doing all the calculations, and Rashbam, I'm not going to go through it, she was 130 by the time Moshe was born, when she gave birth to Moshe. So the Gemara asks, but my Karle Bas, why is she called a Bas if she's 130 years old? So Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Ziv Zvida Milame Chenoldu Basimani Naras Nisadin Habasar. She became she looked younger, that her flesh got nicer, and Nispashtu Akmatim, and the wrinkles started to stretch out, and they became flat and smooth. The Chazar Yofi Lemkoma, and she went back to her original beauty when she was younger. So that's the Nais. So the Gemara, so the Mefarshim asked, wait a second, what's the Nais here? She was 130 when she gave birth, but 3 years earlier she was 127, she gave birth to Aaron. So why is it only Dafka Nais with Moshe and not with Aaron? So they point out the Nais is not the age of giving birth, the Nais is that her skin went back to Yimei Na'aros. That's the Nais that took place here. So bring it back to Tzlafchad as well. But no, Tzlafchad also had a Nais of being Zochet, having children. It doesn't say that their skin went back to smoothing out. But again, the comparison doesn't seem so correct here. Because now we're saying with Yocheved, the Nais wasn't her ability to give birth. The Nais was the skin going back to the Yofi. Or from Nos Slavchad is about giving birth.
Did she look old when she gave birth to Aaron?
She did.
Did she look old when she gave birth
to Aaron? It seemed that she did.
Did age
now. Yeah, so the Bas, Yofi Bas, only came back with Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the Nais. That's what it seems from the way the Mefarshim understand the case here. So either way, we see that was a nace that happened with Tzlafchad. Even though they were over the age of 40, they still have a nace and have Rezochet having children. So then the Gemara just finishes off darshaning the mice of Yocheved and Amram. It should say he got married and they got remarried, really, because this is the second marriage they got married with each other. Why did it say Vayikach? It should Vayachzor Mibarlev. So Amar Yehuda Bar Zvida Milamid She'asa LaMaisim LeKuchim. They did like as if they got married for the first time, even though it was a second marriage the first time. Hoshiva beiparion va'aron and Miriam mishorin l'faneha. They placed her on some type of carriage of some sort, and they were singing in front of l'faneha. Umalach esharis omim eim habanim smecha. See, I once wanted to try to bring a raya from here. I mean, the custom is that if a parent gets remarried, so you can't, the children don't attend the wedding when they see their parents getting remarried. But here we see that Aaron Moshe went to their, rather Aaron and Miriam went to their own parents' wedding. So I once asked the Rav, he's told me that this is different because if both their parents married to each other, they can't bring a raya to another case where they're marrying some other person. Fine. So look at Rashbam for a second, what they were singing about. Because you would think the singing would be because they got married. It was a regular chasana. So Rashbam says in the first wide line down, the end of the line, Meshorim nitoch simcha shaya asin Moshe Rabbeinu latzeis mehem. They were excited because they knew that Moshe was going to be born. V'haynu dechsev ladeya ma yasela lo ma yeh besof nevuasa kedisa besota. So Miriam had this nevuah that we know that Moshe was going to be born to her parents. So that was the simcha, that was the excitement they were singing over. Not the remarriage, but really the nevuah and the Yeshua that was going to come from this marriage. Okay, the Gemara now says, three wide lines down, Lahalan Omer Ma'mana Kasuv Derech Dulasan, V'kan Derech Chachmasan. So if you look in the Pesukim, when B'no Safchad appear, they appear in different orders. And Rashi points out as well, based on the Gemara here. I was once walking in the old city when I was in Yeshiva with one of these guys from the Mir. He was telling me that these little Zilberman kids running around the Kotel, around the old city rather, they all know the Pesukim by heart. So I didn't believe him. So he says, tell me what the order of the B'nos Slavchad were in both places. And they rattled off, you know, the order of the B'nos Slavchad, both the orders. So one order is the Derech Dulasan in terms of the age order, and the other one is Derech Chachmasan, which one was wisest. And the Gemara says, Mesaile, this supports the idea of Rabbi Ami, Dama Rabbi Ami, B'yeshiva, Halach Acher Chachma, B'mesiba Halach Acher Zikna. So we see that there's a value sometimes in age, and there's a value sometimes in Chachma. So there's a rule that when it comes to the yeshiva, which Rashbam says yeshiva means when you're sitting in yeshivas of learning Torah or some type of chachma, so then you go based on chachma. But when you're sitting in a mesiba, in a party, Rashbam says a shalmishta or who didn't even linesuin, so you have an order based on age. That's how it works. So too, when it comes to the psukim, one place is derech dulasan and the other place is derech chachmasan. Comes along Amar Rav Yashi, v'hu demaflik b'chachma, v'hu demaflik b'zikna. This is a decent-sized Rashbam we're not going to go through here, but it's only when there's significance and significant differences in the ages and the chachma. But let's say there's someone who's a little older than someone else, and may not as wise. So then, as I have to figure out, it's only when there's a significant gap, so of the ages and the wisdom. So let's say some guy's really, you know, really, really smart. Let's say this way, what kind of... I know, it's so much easier to read it through Rashbam here. Let's say one guy's really, really old, and he's only a little bit smarter, the other guy's a little bit smarter than him, the young guy's smarter than him. Since this wisdom is only a small gap, so even Derech Chachmasan, we would put the older person before the wiser person, because that age sometimes is going to override the wisdom as well. So it's not a clear-cut formula the Gemara is telling us here. So this is all, that's the first sheet of the Gemara, but then comes along Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Benos Slavchad, Shkulos Hayu. They actually were all equal in terms of their Chachmasan, Shinemar, V'tiena, Havaya, Achas, Lekul, Tiena, they're all the same. And that might be indicated by the fact, the Rashbam points out, sometimes you taught this order, sometimes that order, to tell us the order didn't make any difference, they all were equal in Chachmasan. Halfway down the Amr, the Gemara now says, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Benos Slavchad, Hutru Lihinasei Lechal HaShvatim. They're permitted to marry any of the Shvatim, anybody they wanted. Shenemar, the Pasuk tells us that Letov Veneyam Tiena Lenashim, whoever you want, it could be good, you can marry whomever you want. So Elamani Mekayim Achl Mishpachas Mata Aviyam Tiena Lenashim. So why does the Pasuk say marry someone within the family? First it says marry anybody you want. Then it says marry Mishpachas Mata, someone from Yosheva. So the Gemara says, Eita Tova, Hisiyah Nakasav Shlo Yinasu Elo Lahagol Nehem. They're giving advice. We're giving you a heter to marry anybody you want, from any shevet, but a good suggestion to you is marry someone who's appropriate for you. Someone who's within the family would be very advisable. This way the nachla stays within your shevet and doesn't pass over to another mata. So asks the Gemara. Mosiv Rabba asks the following question based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us that Emor Aleihem, you're supposed to tell them, this is the context of, this is in Parsha Emor, I think, right? Let me just double look check here on the side. Yeah, this time Emor and different halachas of Tumah. So it says, Emor Aleihem, tell them, Lo'osanam Nehom Demal Har Sinai. Tell the people who are standing at Har Sinai, the people who are alive and present. And then the Pasuk says, L'dorasechem, and also tell the generations, Elu, Doras Habam, those who come afterwards. So asks the Gemara, Im Nemar Avos, Lama Nemar Banim. They were telling the fathers, so we know, of course, the same halachas are going to apply to the children. So why does it say, also tell Dorasam? Vim Nemar Banim, Lama Nemar Avos. And if it tells the sons, so certainly the Avos were commanded here also. So what was the reason to have this superfluous commandment? So the Gemara says, Mifnei Sheyesh B'Avos Mashein B'Banim, V'Yesh B'Banim Mashein B'Avos. Because there are some mitzvahs that applied only to the Avos, and there are some mitzvahs that only apply to the banim. So what are some of them? So the Gemara says, when it comes to the avos, there's one iser that only applied to the avos. That's the iser of intermarrying within different shvatim. The avos who lived in the midbar, the women could only marry within their shevet, so to keep the nachla within that shevet. that Israel only applied to Dor Midbar, didn't apply to Dor Osam. So, but this particular mitzvah of Emor, of Tumah, applies to both of them equally. So that's why they're coming to say Emor and also Dor Osam. But the example is that the Isser of intermarrying Shvatim was only said to the Avos. And when it comes to Banim, Harbe Mitzvahs Nitztavu Banim, Shlo Nitztavu Avos. And there are many mitzvahs. All those mitzvahs at Tzluyos Ba'aretz did not apply to the Avos because they never made it there. So we have examples in both directions, things that were exclusive to the Banim and things that were exclusive to the Avos. So then the Gemara says, Ha, Mipnei Sheyesh Ba'avos, Shein Ba'banim, Veyesh Ba'banim Ha'shein Ba'avos. So therefore, since there's some things that are exclusive to either one, hutrech lomar avos, hutrech lomar banim. That's why the pasuk had to say emor and the darasam to include both the avos and banim within the halachas of tumah. So what are we trying to extract from this brisa? So the Gemara says, katani mias ba'avos huomer v'chobasi reshes nachalahu. But one of the things that applied to the avos was the isser of intermarriage. So we just said above that the bnos slavchot can marry anybody they want from any mata, any sheva they want. But we just said here that there's an isser deraisa for any of the avos to intermarry. So how come bnos slavchot were able to get married? Sounds like the isser didn't apply to the avos of intermarrying within shvatim. And so the Gemara answers, who most of love, but he's also humafarikal. He answers the question. The bar mi bnos slavchot. The isser of the avos to have their children intermarry within shvatim applied to everybody, with the exception of bnos slavchot. They were the only ones who were zocha to choose to marry anybody from the other shvatim, even though they may not have that they had the heter and they were the only ones with the heter of divuna. Gemara now says the last four lines of the Amud here: Amar Mar Bavos v'hu Omer v'chol bas yureshes nachla Bavos in b'banim lo. So the isser of intermarrying within shvatim only applied to the avos, but it did not apply to the children. My mashma, how do you get this from the pasuk? What's the indication? Who says? Every pasuk, we assume every mitzvah applies ladaros. How do you know to limit the isser of intermarrying shvatim applies only to the avos and not to the daros? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, zeh davar. In the context of that whole discussion, it says, daber, I'm reading the pasuk on the side here, and this is, daber alaron v'al bonav v'al kopnei sil v'amart alem, zeh davar asher tziva Hashem lemur. Is that the one I wanted? That's from the later on. I think it's shchut echutz. The early one I wanted. This is Zeadavar Ashativa Hashem Levnos Slavcha Lemor. Zeadavar. This is the thing. So this matter. So the Gemara is darshaning Zeadavar Davar Ze Lo Yehe Noeg Elabador Ze. This Isser of the marrying within Shvatim only applied to that door, but it didn't apply to thereafter. So that's how we know that the Banim, the Dorosim, are not subject to the Isser of intermarrying within Shvatim. So comes along now, Amar le Rabba Zuti, the Rav Ashi, El Me'at, if we make such a drush of Zeh applies to this door, not another door, El Me'at, Zeh Davar, the Shchut Echutz, Hachanami Dolo Yehe Nahog El Bador Zeh. This of Shchut Echutz is mentioned in Parshas Achrimos, that's the first pasuk I read earlier, that Zeh Davar says, this is Shchut Echutz, which is the Isser of Shechting Karbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash, should only apply Zeh Davar in the Midbar, and shouldn't apply Ledoros, if such a drush exists. So the Gemara says, no, shiny hasam nichsiv ledarosam. The pasuk also says in Achrimos, lo yizbechu od as ifchayim lesayirim asher heim zonim achrayim chukasalam tiyazos lahem ledarosam. So the Isser Shchut Echutz applies even ledaros. So therefore we're able to neutralize the Zeh Davar in the context of Shchut Echutz, but Zeh Davar still does apply to the case of the Isser of marrying Shvatim, that only Zeh Davar, Zeh Dor, only the Dor Midbar, were subject to the Isser, but not ledarosam. So then the Gemara says, what about the Isser of Zeh Davar Diroshi Amatos. Hachanami Dilo Yehnog El Bador Zeh. So what's the context of Zeh Davar of Roshi Matos? So look at the Rashbam on the top here. Zeh Davar HaRoshi Matos Dichsi Vaidaber Moshe HaRoshi Matos Legat Livnezer Lemor Zeh Davar Asher Tziva Hashem Ish Ki Yidur Neder. So Hachanami Lo Yehnog Din HaFaris Nedarim El Bador Zeh. This is the context of HaFaris Nedarim. So maybe the heter of undoing a neder only applied Zeh Davar in the Dor Midbar, but afterwards they would not have a heter of a Afaris Nedarim if such a Zeh Davar would be such a true drasha. So the Gemara says no. Amar Leiha, hu yalif Zeh Zeh Mehasam. So we say Zeh Davar, we're learning a Gzer Shava, Shchut Echutz, we know it's a Zeh Davar, and we already proved it's a Ledorosa by Shchut Echutz. So Gzer Shava Zeh Davar to Afaris Nedarim, that Gzer Shava teaches us, it's also, Afaris Nedarim is also the Dorosam through that Gzer Shava from Shchut Echutz. So the Gemara says, once you establish a Gzer Shava, so Hainami Leil of Zeh Zeh Mihasam. So now take that same Gzeir Shav Azeh Adavar and apply it to the Isser of marrying Shvatim. And say that also applies L'Dorosim as well. Just like Shchut Eichut, it says explicitly L'Dorosim. So the Gemara says no. Hi, Mai. Let's understand this question for a second, this suggestion. Bishma Hasim, I understand we could connect Shchut Eichut and Afaras Nedarim because it's Tzirich L'Gzeir Shava. You need the Zeh Adavar Gzeir Shava for another halach, as we'll see. And once you have a Gzeir Shava from Hafaras Nedarim and Shchut Eichut for another drasha, we say Ein Gzeir Shava L'Mechza. You can't sit either all or nothing. So once you apply Zeh Adavar for Shchut Eichut and Hafaras Nedarim for one halacha, it applies across the board and includes even the drasha of L'Dorosam for Hafaras Nedarim. However, when it comes to Hacha L'Mayitzrich, when it comes to Zeh Adavar for the halachas of marrying the Shvatim, there's no halacha that's needed. There's no other necessary point of the Gzeir Shava. Therefore, the pasuk should say lishto kromine. Don't say zeh davar at all with respect to the iser shvatim. Ivani adana ledoros, and I would know. And any stam mitzvah from the Torah is always ledoros. So why does a pasuk go out of the way and say zeh davar by the iser marrying shvatim? Well, it can't be a gzer shava to shchut echutz because there is no need for a gzer shava for shchut echutz. Must be zeh davar means that only this door has the iser of marrying within shvatim. But it doesn't apply L'Doros. And that's the drasha the Gemara ends up coming out. So just to summarize, so when it comes to Shchut Eichutz, it applies L'Doros because it says explicitly L'Dorosam. When it comes to Afaras Nedarim, it also applies L'Doros because the Gzeir Shava Zeh Adavar. When it comes to Isser Marrying Shvatim, it doesn't apply L'Doros because we don't acknowledge there being a Gzeir Shava Zeh Adavar because there is no need for Gzeir Shava. There's no halacha to be learned from the for the Isser of Marrying Shvatim. We're good with that? Good, okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, we are around six lines down. My Gzeir Shava. So what was the need for the Gzeir Shava? We're connecting now Shchut Eichutz to Afaras Nedarim. So what other halacha is needed through the Gzeir Shava of Zeh Adavar? So Gemara says, Ditanya Nemar Kan Zeh Adavar. For Nemar Lan Zeh Adavar, we have this Gzeir Shava. Mala Hala Na'arun Uvanov V'chol Yisrael. Afkan Arun V'chol We'll see in a second what that even means. We're connecting that Aaron, his brother, his sons, rather, and all Klai Yisrael works for both of them, both halachas. And also, Ma Kan Rashi Amatos, just like, say, Rashi Amatos by Afaras Nedarim, Sa'af Lahalan Rashi Amatos. So too for Shchut Eichutz, it says, we apply Rashi Amatos. So what exactly does this have to do with anything? What is this halach lemaisa? So Gemara explains. Amar Mar. Malahalan Aaron Uvanov V'chol Yisrael, just like it says by Shchut Eichutz, it says, tell Aaron, tell Banov, tell Chol Yisrael the halachas of Shchut Eichutz, Saaf Kan Aaron Uvanov V'chol Yisrael. So too, with respect to Afaras Nedarim, it includes Aaron Uvanov V'chol Yisrael. Well, my hilchas, what halacha is going to be affected by this din of Aaron Uvanov V'chol Yisrael? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Lomar, Shafaras Nedarim B'shlosh Edyotos. Just like Aaron Vanov, but Chol Yisrael, any member of Klai Yisrael, is a regular hedyot. He's a regular person. You could have three people sit on a bezdin for Afaras Nedarim. That's what we do at Taras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Any three people work. Even the greatest hedyotos work because it says V'chol Yisrael is included in the halachas of Shchut Eichutz, which we'll see in a second what that relevance of Shchut Eichutz is. But any three hedyotos could work for Shchut Eichutz. So it also works for Afaras Nedarim as well, any three hedyotos. That's the Gzeir Shav in one direction. So then the Gemara says, V'har Rashi Matas Ksibbe? But doesn't also say Rashi Matas by Afaras Nedarim, which means heads of the tribe, means Nesim. Not any hedyot could do it. It says Rashi Matas. So the Gemara says, no, Kidama Rav Chistama Rav Yochan, B'yochan Mumcha, Hachanam Yarcha Mumcha. Rashi Matas means if you have one Mumcha, one Nasi, says Rashbam, a Baki B'Gemara, a guy who knows, an expert in all of the Torah Shabbat Peh, so then he, because of Rosh Hamatos, he as an individual could do Afaras Nedarim. If you're taking the route of Rosh Hamatos, it's one. If you take the route of Hedyotos, then you need three people. That's what we're learning from the halacha, this Gzeir Shava, Zeh Adavar. Once we've established that halacha, and that Gzeir Shava, so then we're able to apply from the earlier Gemara, L'Dorosim applies there as well, that even L'Doros afterwards, you have the heter of Afaras Nedarim. So then the Gemara says, let's get a little further here. Umakan Rashi Matos Avlahalan Rashi Matos Lamai Hilchasa. So just like Afaras Nedarim has Rashi Matos, that Yachin Mumcha works for Afaras Nedarim, so too it works for Shchut Eichutz. What do you need a Yachin Mumcha for Shchut Eichutz? There's an Issa Deraisa of shechting a carbon outside the base of Migdash. Where's the Yachin Mumcha coming? So Amr of Sheish Lomar Sheyesh She'ela Behektish. that when it comes to Hekdesh, if a person is Makdish, a carbon, or anything else for that matter, if you go to a Yachin Mumcha, he could undo a Yachin Mumcha, because Rosh Hematos, he could undo the Hekdesh. That's what's going on here. So look at the Rashbam here. Rashbam writes, look at Rashbam four lines down. He says, Sheyesh Sheila Behekdesh. Kamo Sheyesh Sheila Benadarm, just like you could undo a Neder, Tibinadarm Ksiv Lo Yichal Dvaro, Huadin Lechol Hekdesh. So you could always undo a Hekdesh as well. Shim Shachar Kachim Bechutz Venishchayv Kari. The person shechs outside, and he's chayv Kari for doing that. Vachakar Chalach Eitz Achacham Lahatir Lo Hekdesh. He goes to a Chacham to undo retroactively the Isser. So Vnimtzalo Pesach Shacharata Vachar Esa Hekdesh. He finds a certain Pesach where he regrets something, and he undoes the Hekdesh, Mikaro from initially. Vavda Hekdesh Toth. They made the Hekdesh that I made the animal initially was never really Hekdesh, and therefore, Iglai Milso, I'm afraid to Lohavi Hekdesh, Meolam Apata Mikaris. That cow which I shechted yesterday is no longer a Hekdesh cow. That's the way Undoes. That's what the Gemara says. Now, with the Taz writes here that. We'll use what? The animal?
Nobody would ever be. Nobody would be.
So Taz says as follows. Taz says when it comes to Charata, Charata can't be a Charata for the issue you did. Because then they'll never have a case here. A guy does a shchudichuf, to go, I regret doing the Avera. Okay, fine, we'll undo that. The Charata has to come from something other than the Isser. That's what he proves from this Gemara here.
Meaning he has to bring a raya that the reason why he has charat has no relation.
I wanted to use the cow for my wedding. Something like that. And now I can't use it for my wedding anymore. So that's a charat. It doesn't even have to do with the Isser anymore. That's just a charat. I have to now pay another $1,000 for a new cow. I'm losing money. That's the type of charat that would work. But to say I have charat because I did an Isser of shchut echutz, then you would never have this of Shchut Echutz, because everyone would always go to the Yachin Mumcha afterwards. So that's what the Taz proves. It has to be a Charata that is not related to the Isser, but some outside regret. Okay, the look at the Tosas on top for a second. Tosas writes, Shafaris Nadarim Bishloshi Hadyotos. So how do we figure out three Hadyotos? So the Tosas writes, Perish Rivam, Dichsiv Rashi Shnayim, Rashi means two, Mashma, V'ein Basin Shakal Mosifin Alein Odechad. So now we can never have an even Bezdin, so therefore we have to throw a third person to make it odd. That's always a cloud by a Bezdin. So this is very interesting because the Rabbi Kiva Eger writes when it comes to Farsa Dharm, you can actually have four. You can have an even number. As long as there's three, you can have four, six, eight, as long as there's at least three. So they say, what do you mean? You need a Basin Shakal. So apparently they explain Rabbi Kiva Eger that he argues on this Tosos. There are other Rishonim who say differently. That's based on drushas, really based on Aaron uvanav. Aaron's one, Vanav is two, that's three. Nothing to do with based in shakal. You need at least three people, you could have four, five, six, seven, eight. And the explanation is, what's the need for a based in shakal in the first place? I understand when you're voting on something, so you don't want there to be a tie. So we're voting on whether the guy's chayv or not, you need an odd number to ensure that there's going to be a verdict. An even number won't get you a vaday verdict. When it comes to Farsa Dharm, what's the need for Basin Shakal? You're not making any verdict, yes or no. We're just giving you a Tarsa Dharm. So some say that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger allows there to be even numbers, because you're not making any decisions. Other Acharim say that Basin Shakal is a definition of a Bezdin. Bezdin's definition, not to do with a verdict. The definition of Bezdin is to have an odd number. That's the definition. Regardless of whether there's a verdict or not a verdict, the definition of Bezdin is always to have a Ein based in Shakal, always has to be odd. And that's how they explain it. There's a long list of Yavetz on the Hilchot Rosh Hashanah. Of those who are interested, he talks about the different heterim of Hatar Sadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And there are many rules. You could do it on Shabbos even. He goes on this whole discussion there.
Right,
exactly. He goes on to give a different explanation, but according to his first shot is, you dafka need an odd number. Kiva Eger argues on this Tosos, but based on the second half of Tosos, he brings another drasha, how you know three works as well, and that would indicate even more than three, even an even number, would work as well. Okay, look at the Gemara now, Ulebe Shammai. Ulebe Shammai d'amar ein she'ela behektish. He holds there is no Sheila Behekdesh. Once you say something is Hakadosh, you can never undo it. The Tanah, the Mishnah tells, I think this is in Maseches Nedarim, Nazir, that Beishami Om Hekdesh tells Hekdesh. A person makes a mistake on Hekdesh, doesn't make a difference, it's still Hekdesh. And Beishil Omrim Ain Hekdesh, if there's a Tos, then the Hekdesh is not Chal. So just like by Tos, Beishami allows the Hekdesh to be Chal, so too if a guy did something intentionally, but made a Tos retroactively, that too, you can never undo a Hekdesh according to Beishami.
example is Shor Shachar Sheitzemi Baiti Rishon Harehu Hekdesh.
That's
example in Asher. Ve'atza Shor Lavan Rishon. So Bicham, I would say that.
It works.
Right.
That works. So he holds that even if there are mistakes, even this Charata Hekdesh is always Chal. So now the question for him is, so then what is the reason for Rashi Amatos, for Shchudei Chutz? What's the relevance of that? So the Gemara explains now, Hai Zeh Zeh Mai Avdilei. What does he do with the Gezer Shava between Shchudei Chutz and Afar Sandarim? So Zeh Davar the Shchudei Chutz Mibarlei, it's needed for the following. Ala Shochet Hu Chayiv Veinu Chayiv Ala Molek. He's chayiv only for a shchita, but for doing malika, the way they would shech the birds inside the base of Mikdash, that malika would not be a violation of shchutei chutz. Even though it's a hektish bird, or an animal, and you're doing malika like they would do it in the base of Mikdash, that does not qualify for the isser of shchutei chutz. And then he says, what about zeh davar rashi amatos mibarle? What's that needed for? Because he doesn't have the gzeir shav anymore. So the Gemara says, mibarle l'chacha matir vein bal matir, Baal Yemefer Vein Chacha Mefer. We've seen this before, that the way the Baal undoes his wife's nether is different than the way the Chacham undoes the person's nether. That the Baal could only use a language of Hafara, and the Chacham use a language of Matir. You can't, a husband cannot use Matir, and a Chacham can't use Hefer. That's what the Gemara is telling us here. So Rashbam explains this on the bottom here. If you look at Dibur Maschil Chacham Matir, it's around 10 lines up. He says, Chacham Matir B'loshin Mutir L'cha Mutir L'cha. Fine. So v'tam yishadavar. Why does a baal use heter and the a mefer rather and the chacham use matir? Because l'fisha chacham explains to Rashbam eino matir b'yom shamo. He doesn't make matir on the day he hears kimo baal below taina. Eli de shemoti lo charata. He finds a charata somehow. He finds that they were regretful for a statement. V'okes a neder mikar, and he undoes the neder from the initial place. Hokach lo shayach be'lashon hafara elashon hatara. Hafara is not about desecrating the neder; it's about hatara. It's about really undoing it. Hatara is about really permitting it from the beginning, from the whole source. That's why a chacham is hatara. Shehitir lo isra ide hara v'tayna gemura. A real explanation. That's really a mutter. That's just a isra becomes mutter. Aval baal meifer lisha biyom shema belo charata migzer tekasif. Meifer is more like desecrating. It's not really being matir. There's no basis for the heter, for the husband. He just like desecrates the neder. So the husband uses lashon mefir, and the chacham uses lashon of matir.
Does the baal safara go to mefir also or no?
Now, I believe the Gemara asks the question. I think it just ends then. Just stops at that point.
So if she was over 200 years, she...
Good question. Maybe I'm wrong then. Maybe not then. It's possible that it's lingering until waiting for his agreement.
From Rashbam, it seems that she would be chayav.
Right.
That he doesn't go to mefir.
Right. Actually, because the Gemara talks about a situation of a woman made a nether, her husband's mefer, and she didn't know her husband was mefer, she violates the Avera. She didn't do an Avera wrong because it was a Hafara,
right.
But she thought she was doing something wrong and she requires a certain level of Kapara for that.
Yeah.
That's the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, we cried, a person who didn't do a mistake but thought she did required a Kapara. How much more so when we actually do real Averos do we really require a Kapara? So let's just, I'll do the one next line. We're going to stop here, but just tomorrow we're going to go continue this discussion. The Gemara says, Ulu Beishamai, Deles like Gzer Shava, Hafars Nadarm Bishlosh Adyotis Minole. He doesn't have the Gzer Shava anymore, so he can't use the words Arun Vanov to teach me three people, apply to Hafars Nadarm as well. So the Gemara tomorrow is going to tell us what is the source for Beishamai that he knows three people, Shlosh Adyotos, works for Taras Nadarm. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful